This week, on a special episode of WebMD's Health Discovered podcast, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
It's a diagnosis that changes everything. So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when a Lowe's store was built over a suspected burial site tied to a missing girl, it seemed like she might be haunting the aisles.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, it is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, all that stuff, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am. Have you ever noticed that in Lowe's, or maybe it's just the Lowe's that I was always going to, because when you're remodeling or renovating or doing something, you're at a freaking Lowe's store every day, or a Home Depot or one of those, or Menards or whatever, right? And every time I would go to this Lowe's, they were playing like 70s music or whatever, but it was old music, but it was all kind of sad. Like, you know, it'd be like all by myself, you know, and so
refrigerator repair all by myself.
You know, it's like really every time I'm in there, I'm in Lowe's and I'm depressed, right? Like every time. So finally, I'm standing there one day looking at something, probably in plumbing or whatever, and this guy walks up and says, "Do you need help?" And I turn around and look at him and said, "How do you stand working in here?" Like, I'm telling you, it's just every time I come in here, I leave and I'm crying, you know, practically.
I just spent money, but I got the cutest tile.
I know, it is so sad. I'm just like, oh, but I got a new, you know, like toilet bowl plunger.
But it's a really good one.
It's going to be great. Like, I just, you know, so my question is, maybe I'm just throwing this out because I just heard the, you know, intro line about this Lowe's, but You know, I've never noticed it's so sad because I never go to Lowe's.
I never go to Lowe's or Home Depot.
I like Lowe's. I like them both, but I just have to tell you.
I like Ace Hardware.
Because you can't go wrong with a good Ace or True
Because
value.
There's always somebody right there going, can I help you? I'm like, what?
And they're great.
What is this? Customer service? Yeah. It doesn't exist. And like I went to Lowe's to buy something and it was heavy and it's just me and I can't physically get it in the cart. And after 15 minutes of trying to find someone to help me, I just gave up. And I'm like, I can't. Like, I'm not a large woman. It's like, well, I cannot get this in my cart. There's nobody to help me. So I just left.
Well, there's that. And then the other problem I have sometime in, and this could go with any of these types of stores, is they always look at me and assume I don't know what I'm talking about, which, okay, you know, probably I don't. But I tell them what I want to buy, and they go, no, that's not what you want. And I'm like, no, it really is. That's what I want. No, you don't want that. You want this other thing.
You want the AR-37.
They always try to talk me out of what it is. No, I'm like, no, I know what it is that I want. I measured it, blah, blah, blah. No, you don't. You don't want that. I do.
It's just, anyway. Yeah. So that's why I always, Ace Hardware might be a little bit more expensive.
It's
I don't
a little
know,
stressful.
But that's
just
why
saying,
I go there.
Going to Lowe's in general. Mm-hmm. That's my point in all of this discussion.
Let alone when you're hearing depressing music.
And so maybe it makes sense why, you know, that things could be happening in a Lowe's.
Well, it's a rather morbid story.
Okay.
So I don't know if I'm saying the name of this county correctly. It's growing up in Rowan, R-O-A-N-E, County, Tennessee. Rowan.
Okay.
There wasn't much to do, especially if you weren't into sports or bonfires. It's one of the places where people like to share stories, especially the weird ones. And if you've lived there long enough, you know Rowan County has more than its fair share of strange stories. And this is one of them. Back in the early 2000s, our little town got its first ever Lowe's. For a place like ours, that was big news. It sat right in the middle of everything like a shiny new centerpiece on a dusty old table. Everyone was excited, but not long after they broke ground, something darker started surfacing. Around that same time, a local girl went missing. No warning, no trace, she just vanished. There was a man suspected of being involved, and from what I heard, he was questioned over and over again. Weeks passed, then months, and then they poured the foundation at Lowe's, and that's when he told them, you're never going to find her. She's under all that concrete now. They never dug. They never tried. The case went cold. A couple years later, they built a Kroger right next door to that Lowe's, and I ended up getting my first job there. It was a night shift cashier job, nothing glamorous, but it paid okay. And in a town that practically shuts down after dark, Kroger graveyard shifts were really slow, which meant a lot of wandering around, talking to stalkers. And that is not with an A-L. That is S-T-O-C-K.
Oh, yes.
Because as soon as I said that out loud, it's like, I'm talking to my stalker. And goofing off just to stay awake. And then weird stuff started happening. One night I was doing my usual loop around the store and I saw my friend, let's call her Lindsay, in one of the aisles as I headed toward the back to grab some ice. We waved and kept walking. It wasn't even 10 seconds later that I walked into the back room and there she was again, already in the back like she'd been there the whole time. And I asked her, did you run back here or teleport or what? She gave me this confused look and said, what are you talking about? I've been back here since I clocked in. But I know I saw her in the aisle. I even remember the color of her hoodie, gray with red lettering. I shrugged it off, figured I was just tired or something. The next day, I brought it up with a guy I worked with, just kind of joking about seeing my friend in two places at one time, and his face went serious. And he said almost the same thing happened to him. He thought he was talking to our coworker by the cereal aisle, only to find out she hadn't even come in yet. Then he told me something else. He'd been stalking when he noticed the doors across the aisle were wide open. No big deal. He thought someone else was working over there. But then when he turned to close the doors, he realized they were already shut and nobody was in sight. They were just closed on their own, I guess. Throughout the day, I started asking around. Turns out there were a lot of stories. People swearing they talked to someone, only to find out that person wasn't even working that night. A few even said they'd talked to Lindsay, the same look, same hoodie, only to find out that she wasn't even working. A couple nights later, I was outside on break, sitting on the curb by the side with another coworker. It was quiet. And then out of nowhere, we heard a scream. Not like prank or laugh. It was blood curdling, the kind that makes your heart jump into your throat. We both jumped up and looked around, and that's when we saw a pair of legs. I swear on everything, it was just legs, standing near the back corner of the building. There was no torso, no face, just legs, jeans and white sneakers. It was too dark to see much else, and they didn't move, just stood there like someone was frozen mid-step. We called the cops. They were there in minutes. They did a sweep of the area, even checked the neighborhood across the road. Nothing. No person, no footprints, no explanation. After that night, I asked to be taken off night shifts. And I wasn't the only one. Even some of the tough guys started saying they'd rather do early mornings than deal with a Kroger ghost, as they started calling it. A few days later, curiosity got the better of me. I asked my grandma if she remembered the girl who had gone missing. And she did. She described her as a young girl, maybe late teens or early 20s, long dark hair, pale skin, sounded like my friend Lindsay. Then my grandma told me, "You know, they say she's buried under the Lowe's, right?" That was the first time I had heard of that, and all the pieces clicked together. Seeing Lindsay's double, the cold spots, the strange sightings, the screaming, the legs with no body. I'm not saying for sure that the ghost at Kroger is her, but I do know this. Something is very off about that place, and if she really is buried beneath the concrete next door, maybe she's just trying to be seen. Maybe her spirit never found peace. Maybe she's just waiting for someone to find her. And in a town like ours where stories stick around, you never really know what's real and what's a rumor. That is from Kendra. You know, and I do get that stories kind of do spread around small towns. And, you know, maybe that's just, you know, the girl went missing and maybe that's the rumor. Well, Lowe's was being built at the same time, rumor has it. So maybe none of that's true. But a lot of people are having creepy things happen at the Kroger next door.
Yeah. You know, I'd have to do some investigation if I was there. Like, talk to the people that had seen who they thought was Lindsay and say, did you ever actually see her face? Or was her hood up and you just thought it was her? You know?
Exactly.
Or, like, I think it'd be worth doing an investigation here. Don't you?
Yeah, and, you know, because a lot of times you would see your coworker and you just know. That's Jennifer because, you know, she's in that aisle. That's where she stocks her stuff or whatever Jennifer does. You just know that person so well that you might not even have realized you didn't see her face.
Right.
That's interesting.
Because Kendra did say that, was it the grandmother Kendra talked to about the girl?
And yeah.
She kind of described her. So, you know, maybe she said that she did look like her. And so maybe there's that. We have had instances where we've talked about people who, it appears that something was mimicking someone else, you know, that they look, that they took on the appearance of somebody else. We've talked about that before, where there's spirits that might do that. So maybe it's somebody that's just taking on Lindsay's appearance as a possibility. But I wasn't quite sure in the story. It said that other people had talked about, you know, seeing other coworkers that weren't even working. So I don't know if this is specific to Lindsay or whether there were other instances of you know, this thing seemingly transforming or taking on the appearance of another person.
And that we've heard a lot of, the mimicking, mm-hmm. the doppelganger issue and all that mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah. And if in fact she was buried under Lowe's, what's with the Kroger end of it?
Well, maybe she
was really over that side.
Yeah, and nobody knows because it's exactly. a cold case.
Yeah. I would wonder, did anybody from Lowe's have any experiences?
Because then it's all happening at the Kroger.
Right.
And did the guy really tell them that? Because it seems to me like somebody they suspect of, you know, a murder says, well, I buried her under Lowe's. Now you'll never find her. That doesn't seem real to me. That seems like the stories that go around.
Yeah. But maybe she was buried somewhere in that area.
Because if she was buried at Lowe's, and I get there'd be a lot of concrete poured, it seems like the cops wouldn't just go, well, I don't know.
You know, we've had numerous instances of legs.
I know, which I think so strange. They just see half of a person.
We've had many callers tell us that. So, you know, I totally believe it.
Yeah, very strange.
Do you think that it is this murdered girl who is trying to draw attention to where her burial site is?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, and I think that she was right about that at the end, about her not being able to find peace. Maybe her spirit never found peace. Maybe she's waiting for someone to find her.
That's what I think, too. And I'm wondering if it's not that they built on top of it, but because they were outside, they looked over into this area and saw these legs. Maybe it's over there. Police didn't see anything because it was buried, right?
You hear the stories all the time about criminals who murdered someone and then they laid a patio in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I get that. How are you going to put a body in concrete under a Lowe's? There's a lot of people pouring that concrete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you would have mm-hmm. to go in after hours.
To dig and really, really deep, right?
So I guess you would have to sneak into the work site, dig a hole, and so they don't know she's down there. I don't know. It just seems
to
me.
But it would have to be pretty deep because I would think they'd dig fairly deep to lay all the footings and the foundations.
I guess
right?
you'd have to do it the night before they laid the concrete.
Maybe.
Look at me. I have such a criminal mind. Now I'm giving
Maybe.
People ideas. But you know
I
what
tend
I'm saying?
To lean towards that she's buried somewhere out around and she's trying to lead people to her.
Yeah.
It feels like that, doesn't it?
Because it would have been an open field is my guess.
Mm-hmm.
So could have been.
Yeah.
I don't know. I find that one really interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go to this caller.
My name is Zana. And I wanted to relay a story. My wife, she lived in Long Beach, California. She used to live with her son, who was about 3 years old at the time. And she lives in a lot with three homes. One, she stayed in the back, and her parents lived in the front. And then her sister's family lived on another property that was in the middle between those two homes. Well, the story as it was relayed to me, and I've asked plenty of questions about it because I'm kind of one of those people that are a little bit skeptical, more on the logical side, although I do believe in energy, and it can manifest itself in many ways. So she said that her sister's husband was upstairs. They had a two-story house, and he would see her son. They had another son, too, the same age as my wife's son, who's 3 or 4 years old. And they would go to bed, but he would sometimes start jumping around, and he would see him, he would see him running around and would tell him, you know, go back into bed. So one of those times, he would get up early in the morning, maybe like 4 a.m, because he started work early. And what ended up happening is he got up and he thought he saw his son jumping around, running down the stairs, jumping on the couches. So he ran downstairs upset because it's really early and he could get injured. So he ran downstairs and he told him, hey, you need to get back into bed. So he went towards to pick him up, and when he really saw him, it wasn't his son. It was this thing, the same height as his son. It was all black, completely black, and it had red eyes. So he ran upstairs, told his wife, went and grabbed his son, and they were both terrified. And this happened, like, you know, maybe about 3 months later. Everybody was hanging out. They were having like a baby shower, and there was a lot of kids that were invited at this one party. And everybody's having fun, and all these kids start running and screaming and crying, and a couple of them were hysterical, and the moms came out and they told them what had happened. So the kids explained that there was this dark kid, like a kid, not like just dark figure. You couldn't see through him. It was like a, almost like a shadow, but really dark, with that was playing and pranking them. And when he turned around, the little kid had red eyes. So when they saw him, all the kids ran and started screaming for their parents. And this happened like around 6 p.m. at night. It wasn't that late. So everybody kind of just dismissed it. Maybe it was someone running around playing a prank on them. They looked around, nothing. And the house was obviously a large lot. It was all enclosed. All the gates were closed. So there was no way anybody could come in and out unless they notified them, called them. So they put that behind them. You know, the moms, everybody was just kind of scared. It kind of killed the party for them. So we'll fast forward another month or so. People had forgotten about that. And she was at home. My wife was at home with her son. And what ended up happening is she noticed that she was showering and she heard this loud grunting and roaring, and it was her son just screaming. So she went to try to open the door, and she could not open the door, and she never locks the doors. And she ran outside, called her parents. Everybody came in, and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with the kid. The kid became, after a while, he wouldn't speak. It took him 2 months to actually speak because the kid was so spooked. And the kid told his mom that what he saw was this man, a dark figure with red eyes. And of course, this is the third sighting in general, which was really interesting. So I don't know what that is. But thank you, and I hope you enjoyed the story.
Well, that's terrifying.
God,
and traumatizing.
A lot of different people have seen it.
Yeah. And that's
so we can't just say, you know, it's not that I would not believe like the brother-in-law or not believe the children or whatever, but to have them all describe the same thing and kind of oddly randomly, like at a baby shower.
Which is really strange. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we often get stories where something appears and, like, many people see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually there's one, and we often go, if there's two, we're going, good, you know, we got some, you know, somebody to back you up on this, right? But the children, like, what's not to believe with the children? And I'm not, don't get me wrong about the brother-in-law. I'm totally on board with him too. But I'm just thinking the children themselves are just out playing, goofing, having a good time. You will know when you see your children if they're terrified.
Oh, right? And that kid was terrified.
Yeah, if the kids are so frightened, you absolutely know. There's no, kids can't fake that. They just can't. You know when you look in your kid's eyes if they're trying to pull a prank or if they're genuinely terrified. and here's all these kids that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the father-in-law or the brother-in-law, it almost seemed to me like when she was telling the story that it had kind of happened a few times.
Sounded like that.
You know, he'd think his kid would be bouncing around on the bed or doing something or goofing off. Until finally it kind of culminated this one time when he was supposed to be going to work. Gee, I'll tell you, wouldn't that be a dilemma? Go to work or not go to work? Like, you'd be scared to not go to work and leave your wife and kid at home.
But then you got to go to work.
Yeah, you got to go to work. Boy, I don't know. And then, you know, her wife's son being so traumatized, it takes him a long time to speak or at least speak about this instance. It does sound like some sort of demonic thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And we've heard of that before, the black shadow figure with the red eyes.
Red eyes, yeah.
Which I'm just telling you right now, I don't ever want to encounter. So wherever they live, I don't want to ever go there. And I wonder if it continued, if it stopped, what happened?
Yeah.
Is it still going on?
Yeah.
Because if it was still going on, I would freaking move.
I'd
be like, I love you all, and I get this as kind of our family compound or whatever, but I gotta go. Gotta go.
Yeah.
That is some creepy stuff.
Yeah, that really is.
Oh, but thanks for that story. And one thing I'm glad I don't have in my life. Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like to have no commercials and advance episodes and access to the archive, you can certainly do that. Become a premium subscriber. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. So for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you very much for listening.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer. It's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. For new users, it's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When I first heard the words, "you have lung cancer," I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything, and yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
When Kohler, global design leader in luxurious kitchen and bath products, asked me to be their ambassador for timeless, elegant, durable cast iron, I said, I'm in. Soon after, I was in their Kohler, Wisconsin foundry, watching molten iron poured, enamel applied by hand, and the beautiful finished pieces ready to ship. Since 1883, Kohler cast iron has been crafted by incredible artisans, and seeing it firsthand gave me a whole new appreciation for their craftsmanship. Now, I'm proud to lend my stamp of approval to my favorite Kohler cast iron products for their durability, beauty, and enduring style. Shop my curated picks at Kohler.com. As the Kohler cast iron ambassador, I say, long live cast iron.